Kyle Nosen was a four-year standout for the Yellow Jackets and a member of the 2002 National Championship team as a freshman. He would go on to captain the team for two seasons, was an All-American as a senior, and inducted into the UW Superior Hall of Fame in 2019. We start all these out the same way, Kyle. It's a Where Are They Now segment, so the first question is always, where is Kyle Nosen right now?
Well, I am currently living in Ireland. I'm on the west side in what's near Ennis, Ireland. I work in the Shannon Airport for Customs and Border Protection.
There are a couple different directions I want to go with this. First off, you're talking border protection. What was appealing to that field for you?
That's a really great question. You know, as I kind of alluded to this summer when you saw me, most of my life has been, I think, kind of molded and modeled after my dad. And so he had a number of jobs, and one of them was working the border between Baudette and Rainy River, Ontario. He started that in 1984. So as a four-year-old kid, I remember sitting on his lap, typing in license plates, you know, from the cars that were coming across the border. And that was kind of my early introduction to it. And then fast forward to the age of 27, after I stopped playing hockey and got the phone call or the letter in the mail that I had been accepted, that was the next stage of life for me.
And then from there, now you've been doing this for a number of years, and you end up, as you said, in Ireland. Is this sort of a bucket list kind of thing, and it's an opportunity to go live someplace else for a little while and continue my work? Or was it, we really just want to live overseas, so let's do that? How did that come about?
Yeah, it's kind of a little of all of that. So the area of customs that I'm in, it's called pre-clearance. And for our Canadian listeners and parents and kids that come down to UWS, most of them probably know what pre-clearance is. It's all of the major cities in Canada, from, you know, Vancouver to Halifax. It covers the whole gamut there and everything in between. I think the only one that doesn't have it is Saskatchewan. And then there's a number of them in the Caribbean, and then there's two in Ireland and one in United Arab Emirates. So the two in Ireland, I had applied for probably between the two of them, I bet 10 to 20 times. I, you know, never got the call, never got the email that said I'd been selected. And then at the end of 2018, near the end of 2018, I got an email that my name had been picked, and it was really exciting for myself. It was an opportunity that we really, me and my wife, just didn't feel like we could pass up. And, you know, I think for me personally, like, I had I not taken the job with Customs in 2007, the next hockey thing I wanted to do was go and play overseas somewhere. And, you know, since that really never happened for me, this was kind of the next best thing to get me abroad and into Europe. So it was an opportunity that we just could not pass up at the end of the day.
How has the job changed? Because it's obviously a time, you know, in this world where there's uncertainty, and, you know, there's been the publicized travel ban with the United States and all of those things that come all over the world. How has the position changed from the time you started to today?
You know, I think a lot of the changes, you know, they probably even came before I even started working, because after 9/11, there was, before 9/11, there was basically three separate areas of customs. So there is U.S. customs, there is immigration and naturalization, And then there was USDA, which is agriculture. So after 9/11 in 2003, those three entities got placed under one umbrella of Customs and Border Protection. So you went from having inspectors in customs and immigration inspectors, and all three were just kind of thrown into this group and said, now you're going to do, from the customs and immigration side, you're going to do both jobs. And agriculture still does just their job of agriculture. But so that was, I think that was a really tough time for the organization as a whole for probably the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, in terms of people being very reluctant to take on responsibilities that were just foreign to them. For myself, you know, I was trained in both to do both. And so I really haven't seen any, you know, different in that. I mean, I'd probably better versed in the immigration side of things than the customs side of things, but we all fall under the same umbrella. You know, as for, you know, the political landscape of things, I mean, you know, it's honestly, like, I just show up to do the job that I'm asked to do, and you know, whatever changes come from day to day, that's what we do from day to day. And it's, you know, nothing that we're personally putting out there. It's just, you know, we have directions to follow, and that's what we do.
Let's circle back then to the early part of the 2000s, when you were a student athlete here at UW-Superior. Reflect a little bit on your time here, both as an academic and as an athlete.
Yeah, you know, my mom would probably laugh at that question, because she thinks that, and rightfully so, that it was, you know, school was a way to play hockey, and that's really what it was for me. But I, at the same time, with that said, I took it seriously. I mean, I didn't miss many classes. I showed up all the time. I did the work. And that was important. I mean, you know, I was a good enough student that they let me speak at the graduation at the end of the year of when I, at 2005. And, you know, so I took it seriously, but, you know, my mom obviously would have thought felt that I could have applied myself a little bit more than what I did. But the whole gamut of things is so important. And honestly, my first year of college, I was at UMD, and to be there in these auditorium settings of 300 people, coming from a town of 1,000 people, and even, you know, my short time, my cup of coffee in Cloquet, still a small city, not many people in your class, that was really overwhelming for me. So coming to UWS the next year, having a classroom size of, you know, 15 to 30 people, it felt like home. And it was really important for me to be in that setting, because you could have those personal relationships with your advisor and your teachers, and they could get to know you and, you know, what made you tick and what you were passionate about, or what things, you know, you weren't as good at, and you could kind of work through those things. And I think that's a real, real special thing about UWS.
You spoke that whole answer, and you didn't make reference to hockey one time.
Sorry.
No, your mom would be proud of you.
Well, I think the hockey side, it really, you know, just, it goes without saying, I mean, how much that meant to me. I mean, it's, man, what a decision to come over to UWS after getting cut from UMD the year before. And that year off was also important for me, just to kind of figure out who I was and what I wanted to do next. And then, you know, obviously that first year was just unbelievable, and winning the national championship, and everything from there, you know, to be a part of the group that I was a part of. Seven of us that, you know, were together from the beginning, and it was such a special group. And, you know, I think about those times and those days a lot.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.